unfold the revelation to us clearly, that even it can change our mind about certain things. We're thankful, Holy Spirit, you're here. May you arrest our attention tonight, that we here and abroad, people from all over the world listening, that we'll know exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it in every situation. You made a way for us. We have to follow. And we have to walk in the light. So I thank you that you say we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Let our light shine and let our salt shaker shake now. People need us. And we need you. To guide, lead, direct, change what need to be changed in our lives. We submit to you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, chapter 2. Knowing the sacred secret power of prayer. Knowing the sacred secret in the power of prayer. In 1 Timothy 2, at verse 1, I exalt therefore that first of all, supplications, type of prayer, prayers, intercessions, all of them plural, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, president in here, you know, president, vice president, they're all in this verse. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I suppose we're not praying. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I want you to look at the 8th verse of that same opening. I would therefore that men what? Where? Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now turn to Luke 18. Luke 18, knowing the sacred secret in the power of prayer. Luke 18 now. In Luke 18, verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end. That men ought always to pray, because if they don't pray, they're going to faint. That's what he's saying. If we're not talking about formal prayers. We're not talking about being forced to pray. We're talking about you having a revelation of how powerful prayer really is, and put it in your life for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Okay. Prayer protection now is so important, that you hearing from God, you're speaking to God, and you're hearing from God. Now, in the introduction to this message, he told me this, which I think is so powerful. Prayer is the highest conquering force in the spirit realm. It is a conquering force. When a man or woman know how to talk to God, their prayer life put them in a conquering position no matter what comes. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
It's the highest conquering force in the spirit realm. It deals with your conscience. It deals with conviction and courage are the hidden resources of his power. You operate under a strong consciousness of the presence of God. You know you're never alone. If you do not put prayer in its proper place, you're not going to have the spiritual conviction you need to function in supernatural power. Conviction, prayer. Prayer convict you. You get in the presence of God and God touch you. Courage. You will not have courage for these times without a strong prayer life. I didn't say somebody praying for you. I said a strong prayer life, okay? So those three words, conscience, conviction, and courage. Every battle, every situation, every scenario, everything you have to deal with, when you are prayer, you will be conscious of the fact that you're never alone. See? And you will be under conviction to keep doing what God tells you to do, and you're going to have courage. These are hidden resources in the power of prayer. Another thing about prayer, it produces the foundation for holiness. And the strength and elevation of faith. It produces the foundation for holiness and the strength and the elevation of faith. Are you listening to me? Okay. Knowing the sacred secret. It's a sacred prayer, sacred. In the power of prayer. Now, here are some things I want you to apply in your life. Here are some things I want you to apply in your life as a intercessor, prayer, supplicator. Turn to James chapter 5. I'm going to make a statement that I want you to be able to apply it in your life, in this lesson. Your life needs the real authority of real prayer. Not regular prayer, not routine prayer, not ritual prayer. See, a whole lot of routine prayers going on. Regular prayer. No, the Lord said to tell you your life needs the real authority of real prayer. What kind of prayer? What is real prayer? Real prayer is you when you have intimacy with God and you're not there by force, you're there because you want to be there. Real prayer is not a duty, it's an opportunity. See? And so your life needs the authority of real prayer. When you really pray, nothing can shake you up. When you really see prayer, when you're in touch with God personally, you know. God is in control and all things possible. That's right. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me teach you. Let me teach you as your pastor and as your apostle and prophet. Let me teach you and bring you closer to God in this area, because you can go through a routine prayer life and never experience the presence of God as you should. You know, you can pray in tongues for hours and don't experience the presence of God. It's an intimacy that can be developed in prayer. I know because I'm a prayer. The old school says he walked with me and he talked with me and he tells me that I'm his own. But you got to have an intimacy for that, to hear that. That's not just a statement there. That's not for everybody. Because they can't hear him. But I'm going to train you. In these times, the Lord have assigned me to train you prayer. How to pray. Then James 5:16, you say, confess your fault one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And look what it says at the end of this. Look what it says at the end. You affect your what? Fervent prayer. What? What? And one of the things that God want me to tell you men, y'all can't be leaders without being prayer. So we gotta stop letting these women take our place, and we gotta start praying too. How you gonna lead a praying woman and you ain't praying? A woman see all around you, a woman run a ring around you, and because you're not the head. You can't be the head without prayer. So now this is a strong assignment the Lord give me to call men back to prayer. He said, Apostle, I want you to get men. Tell them they can do it. Our women need us praying. They can't do all the praying for us. We're supposed to be leading by prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll get there. There are anointing that only prayer can produce. So if you're not really praying, there's anointing you're missing. Anointing, empowerment. You don't have the power. Even though you think you got the power, you're reading the scriptures and you're confessing, you don't have the power. It's prayer that makes the word sharp. See? There are anointing that only prayer can produce. I see it in the ministry. I see men try to do things, women try to do things. They don't have enough anointing because they're not spending enough time in prayer. In training, I'm going to call name. In training, I train minister. And I walk up to one. I said, how long did you spend with God this morning? He said, not enough. I knew that was no time. Another one told me 15 minutes. Wow. Sunday morning, 15 minutes. Wow. See, that can't happen. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Jude 20. There are anointings that only prayer can produce. They, my spiritual father, they wonder why he was so anointed. He spent hour and hour in the prayer. Wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, pray till 7. And so the other ministers trying to get what he got, what he had, they couldn't get it. You know why? Because it was deeper than they can go. See, prayer take you in deep waters.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And everybody can't go that deep. They lose their breath trying to go down there because they haven't spent enough time with God. Are you following it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so that's why Brother Hagin's anointing went uncaught by most men.
Wow.
Hanging around him all the time.
Wow.
Trying to suck something out of him, but they didn't have the prayer life.
Yeah.
If it came out, they couldn't handle it.
Wow.
So that's why in his meeting, they don't want to say it, but he stood right over me all the time.
Yep.
Him and I was on the same line. We both were praying a lot.
Yep.
Every meeting. Now, John, you were there. He stood right over Carol and I, almost the whole meeting. Men don't want to talk about it. They'll get upset to hear me saying it. But all they got to do is go back and look on the screen. Years and years and years stood right over me. Because we're connected in the prayer world. Beloved, worship above all things. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying, see, prayer. What build you up in holy faith? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Your prayer life. You follow me? Praying. I'm looking at you. You're praying.
Yes, sir.
You're praying. I see y'all hungry. Y'all want it.
Yes, sir.
If you want it, you can get it.
Yes, sir.
It'll protect you all the time.
Yes, sir.
Now, looking, it's Acts. I'm going to give you the scripture. I might not go to it. Acts 1, 24 through Acts 2, 1, 4. They were praying during that time. They needed some answers. They needed some direction. And they went in prayer.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost came.
Yes, sir.
The fire came and the wind started blowing. You see, if you want the fire in your life and you want the spiritual winds blowing, you got to spend time with it.
Yes.
Well, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. God. I don't know how far I'm going to get you. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. You want the wind blowing. And you want the fire glowing in your life. You want power. You got to spend time with him alone. You got your shouting clothes? Listen to this. Prayer get answers when everyone and everything's failing. 1 John 5:14-15. Prayer get answers when everyone and everything else are failing. I passed a whole lot of opportunities to fail, but I prayed my way through it. I had men thought I was going to fail, but I prayed my way through it. I didn't get angry, I prayed. I didn't get upset, I prayed. God took care of me. He'll do the same for you. See, look at this. And this is the confidence. See, you don't really have confidence if you're not praying. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And look at the next verse now. You got shouting glory? And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions, plural, that we desired of him. What a life. What a life. It's talking about the power of prayer. See? Knowing prayer is sacred and prayer is strong. But you got to develop a personal relationship with him. Not reading no book, trying to go by some formula somebody told you. Develop intimacy with him. God, I just come to talk with you. You got anything to tell me today?
Yeah.
That's the way God. You ain't gotta be no orator to talk to God. God ain't think about no English. He wants you to talk to him. Confidence. When everything like going wrong, you don't have nothing to worry about. Be careful of nothing, but in everything about prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God will pass all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Confident. These last days would not be able to move a prayer. It being tuned in to God.
Yes,
tune in to the supernatural.
Yes,
that's a good one. Prayer assassinate the enemy's plans and turn everything into your favor.
Thank you.
If you don't want to pray after that, the Lord give you that word. That's a word from the Lord. Now, my God. When I heard that, it was directed from the Lord. The Lord spoke to me in my office. He said, tell them prayer assassinate the enemy's plan and turn everything in your favor. Well, look at Acts 16 then. Look at Acts 16 if you don't believe me. Turn to Acts 16. You got some things you want to assassinate the enemy plan. You're always trying to come up with something. You just get with God and start praying. Get with God and start praying, I say. I ain't say get with a group. I say get with God and start praying. What? What? Start praying. Get with God and start praying. You think we need this? Huh? Acts 16 now. Verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Now, why are I here, Lord? See that 23rd verse? There's some things that think it can keep you down. But if you are listening tonight, who haven't received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stock. They locked them down. Oh, Lord. Are you dealing with anything tonight? At midnight, Paul and Silas pray and sing praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. But not only the prisoner heard them, God heard them. See, don't pray just for man to hear you. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Not only the prisoner, because the prisoner couldn't do what happened, that somebody else was listening. I said somebody else was listening. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. Prayer did that. And immediately all the doors were open. Prayer did that. And everyone band were loose. Prayer did that. Now, just what prayer did for them in that voice, whatever you're dealing with, prayer can do that for you. It don't matter what you're dealing with, no matter who trying to hold you down, no matter what it look like, if you spend time in prayer, God supernaturally will do something for you. Prayer caused an earthquake. Prayer caused handcuffs to fall without a key. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are you glad you're here?
Yes, sir.
There are some new places God want to take you. And it cannot be done without prayer. And in prayer, don't be begging. It's already bought. Just pray and thank him for it.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake. What caused that?
Prayer.
So that the foundation of the prison was shaken. What caused that?
Prayer.
And immediately all the doors were open. What caused that?
Prayer.
And everyone band was loose. What caused that?
Prayer.
There it is. You not dealing with nothing that prayer can't handle. You're not praying enough. If it don't move, if it don't change, you haven't prayed enough. The possibilities of prayer are parallel with the promises of God. When you pray, the promises begin to unfold supernaturally. Mark 11:24, you know that. Therefore, I say, any what things of you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. See, the possibilities of prayer are parallel with the promises of God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things of you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. Yes, turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to make a statement. Another time, the possibilities of prayer are found in its alliance with the purpose of God. The possibilities of prayer are found in its alliance with the purpose of God.
Yes.
You can't line up with the purpose of God without praying. You can read all you want, but your spirit got to unfold what you read. And the only way you can do it is by prayer. Look what it says. So 2 Chronicles 7:14, that thus, if my people, but to call by my name, to humble himself and pray. And what praying do? And seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their body. heal their house, heal their family. Same thing. Go to the next verse, 15th verse. Now my eyes shall be open. All right now, all right. I'm representing God here now. Let me tell you what he said now. I'm teaching this tonight, and I want you to improve your prayer life. Now, here's what he said. Here he told me to tell you. Now my eyes shall be open. Did you get the lesson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. See, we must not, do not receive that as a historical statement. Let it come alive in you right now. God ears are open to my prayer. Say it. And I'm going to say something to him. Amen. 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 Turn to Isaiah 45:11. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture because I want you to be able to go over it. I'm training my boys and girls. Preach where people have something to work with. Yep. Prayer, you've heard this before probably, but I'm going to take your scripture with it, changes things supernaturally. Yeah, go to 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 1 through 6. Prayer changes things.
Yes, sir. Amen.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. My prayer got something to do with this. Go to the next verse. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, what did he say? Go to the next verse. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in the truth and a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Look what happened. Go to the next verse. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out of the Miller coat that the word of the Lord came to him saying, keep turning. Turn again. What turning? What changed the situation? What do you have that God can't change? The other man, death has come. And the man said, no, my prayer got something to do with this. If prayer can change death, what can it do with a problem that you're trying to deal with? Now, you listen to me. You can change anything into your favor. I want you to receive that tonight. You can change. You hear me online? You can change anything into your favor with a prayer life being trained how to pray. It's through, look. Turn again, and Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, my father, I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Give him the next word. Watch what happened. 15 years look real good when you're about to die. Ooh. That's 15 years. And then I always said, when I was a Baptist boy preacher, I said, in that 15 years, you can change them numbers again.
Yes.
See? And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. What called that? Prayer. The other man died. I mean, the prophet didn't come told him. The Lord said, you're going to die. He said, no, I got something to do with this. See, prayer means you got something to do with it. So no matter what I preach, you got something to do with it. Are you following me? Kenneth got to keep saying, thank you, Lord. I got my sight. I can see. He got something to do with it. Say it every day. Because it's a done deal.
Glory to God.
Prayer releases, now get this, God's commanding forces. A prayer command thing. A prayer can make demands on things. And they have to obey them because they're in the highest order of the spirit. And they're connected to God. Isaiah 45:11. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. What he's really saying is that if you pray right, I can't afford not to do it. Because you ain't make no lie out of me. If you pray right and act right and you're in faith, I got to do it because you're not making a lie out of me. If I say that I'll do it, if you come to me with the right prayer, I got to do it. Yeah, command ye me. The only with prayer. God is saying, prayer commands me. He put himself in that position. If you pray right, I got to do it. What an honor. What a privilege. The God of the universe, God Almighty. And I'm going to pray grudgingly. It's because, I have to open, the Lord want me to open your eyes to a deeper dimension of prayer. That prayer is a privilege. It's a privilege to come in the presence of God. I didn't say I had 140 online this morning praying, but we're about to come back in here and pray. On Thursday night at 6:15, I want the body of Christ back in here praying. I want my girls back over to prayer life. Because the Lord said to me, a time like this, everybody need to be praying. And praying online is all right. Look how quiet y'all got. And you don't have to wear a suit and a tie. Just come on with your little warm-up suit on. You ain't got to wear that, but we need to get in here and pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. See, almost shut the app down. But I got online members. I'm still going to pray, but I got online members on that app. I ain't about no app. We app prayed. Too many things going to app. We got Hebrew 10:25. And there's something about being here together. So I had it in the morning. We're going to shut that down. And my girl's going to take back over. And after we build these men up, we're going to put some men on there to help pray. Amen. We've got to build the brothers up. Now, I've made it a habit. I'll give this to you. Turn to, we read Isaiah 45:11? Huh? Turn to Philippians 4. Turn to Philippians 4. Are you getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Philippians 4. Now here's a very important thing I've learned over the years. Doing everything by prayer. Everything. Don't do nothing without praying about it. Doing everything by prayer. Look at that in Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Do everything by prayer. And one of the successes of this ministry. I stay on top of this ministry in prayer. These girls pray with me, but I stay on top of this ministry. I ain't let nobody pray for me. Pray in my place. No, I'm praying myself. Thank God for everybody who prayed for you, but you better pray yourself. You better learn how to pray. You better learn how to get in the presence of God and stop saying your prayer. You better stop saying your prayer and start praying. Yeah, you got to stop saying your prayer and start praying. Receiving the charge to continue an instant in prayer. Don't pray by season. Look at Romans 12, 12. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
This is the greatest protection I can give you. Teaching you about prayer. I know you're going to be okay. Talk to God. Take time to talk to God. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continue. Instant in prayer. Pray about everything. And then he revealed to me we'll call to pray everywhere. In 1 Timothy 2, 8, quickly, look at it again. We're called to pray everywhere. I got four columns on my front porch. I lay my hand on them and place the blood on them. Y'all ain't touch nothing?
Yes, sir.
All right, now y'all better obey. Y'all touch something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath. He said, pray everywhere. You see it? We're called to pray everywhere. About everything. Every time.
Hallelujah.
All things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Thank God. Whatever you should ask in my name, that will I do. That's John 14, 13. I got to hurry now. 14 and 13. Whatever you ask in my name, you shall what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15 and 7. Ask what you will. Whatsoever you ask the Father, he will give it you. John 16, 23. He'll give it to you. And then in Isaiah 56, 7, it says, God's house is the house of prayer. Knowing the sacred secret in the power of prayer. Notice the secret. It's a sacred secret. I'll give you this and I'm going to close. The prayer of God's saint, are the capital stocks in heaven by which Christ carried on his great work upon the earth. That's 2 Chronicles 7, 14. If my people which are called by my name.
Yes, sir.
The prayer of God's saints are the capital stock in heaven by which Christ carried on his great work upon the earth. And John 14, 12, the work I do, shall do in greater work. You got to have a prayer life to do that. Because Jesus was a prayer. Sometimes he prayed all night. The earth is charged with revolutionized angels. It moves on more powerful, more rapid wings when we pray.
Thank you.
Our prayers have effect on angels. Put in your note, Revelation, Acts 12, 1 through 10. I'm not going to go there. God's policies is shaped when the prayer of his people are made numerous and more efficient. In this ministry, we're going to have stronger prayer, but we've got a strong assignment. We're walking in the apostolic and prophetic to help the body of Christ at large. Now listen to this one. The most important lesson we can learn is how to pray.
Yes,
Luke 11, 1 through 5, the disciples kept watching Jesus. They said, we need to know something about this. Lord, teach us how to pray.
Yes, sir.
And then he gave the Our Father prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray.
Yes, sir.
Now, I knew they were doing something, but they know they wasn't doing the right thing. They wasn't really praying. They were saying some word. They said, Lord, in essence, they said, Lord, teach us to pray like you. And that's what I want to happen to you. I want you to be to pray like Jesus. Jesus prayed and always knew he was going to get an answer. My Father never let me down. Prayer is the force that shaped the world. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Listen very carefully. I have two more things I'm going to say to you, and I'm going to leave it on come. Prayer outlines the life of those who utter them. Now, I'm speaking from revelation and experience. All right? This my life, this ministry, I pray for you every day. Because I want prayer to outline your life. I said, Lord, cover every member of Word of Life Christian Assembly. Cover every family. If they got something going on, Lord, show them what to do.
Thank you,
Lord. Not a day pass.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Some things you done got free on, you don't know how you got free.
Yeah.
I receive. Every day. And I want you praying for Word of Life every day.
Yes,
our church that we can be strong in and have a greater fellowship.
Yes,
let me get this last one now. Prayer, real prayer, is a voice that goes in God's ear.
Wow.
Not words. It's a voice. And God's so vast, he can take all of us at one time. And he know you by name. He said, that's Bertha praying. That's Geraldine praying. He know you by name. Especially if you spend quality time with him, Pat, he'll know you by name. He knows you. He said, oh yeah, I got to take care of that. We don't have nothing to worry about. Develop your prayer life. Prayer is a voice that goes into God's ear, and God's heart is open to prayer. You heard that? One more scripture now. You ready? Jeremiah 33:3. I'll close with that. Jeremiah, and I'm gonna teach you some more on prayer. I got to. The Lord told me I got to come out here and teach you on prayer. Call unto me.
Yes,
now to receive these scriptures, you really got to be a prayer.
Yes.
You, I mean, it sounds good, but if you're really there, if you're really, that's what I want you to become. I want you to become, when you hear these scriptures, you say, I can testify to that. Yes. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now I'm asking you to develop your prayer life. I'll do it. We'll start not this Thursday, but the following Thursday week, so you can get yourself together. What I say, 6:15?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're coming here in the sanctuary. We ain't going back there. We're coming here. Yes, it's where we need to fire this place up.
Yes, sir.
And these girls are going to lead us in prayer. We know we pray for an hour.
Yes,
now, y'all start praying about that and make some sacrifices. It's necessary that you start. I want to develop you strong in your prayer life. See, we got Sunday service, we got Tuesday Bible class, and you have Thursday. We'll come as a family and pray together in person.
Yes, sir.
On that line, I can't see nobody or nothing. It just ta 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 ta. Thank God for it, but in person. So the Lord started working me back there, because when we left out, when that pandemic came, we never came back in the full force of prayer. We need to come back. And so, not this Thursday, next Thursday, we're going to start, all right?
Yes,
y'all start asking the Lord to help you. And those girls lead us, and we'll get in a deeper prayer life. Amen?
Amen?
I hope you pick some things up tonight.
Yes, sir.
You got to go over that. You got to go over it, because these things are not just written out of midair.
No,
they came out of prayer.
Yes,
and so the Lord said to me, he says, all this going on, teach my people more about prayer. Because prayer give you courage.
Yes.
And prayer cover you.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you've been in the presence of God in prayer personally, and know how to create intimacy with God. In other words, it's so real.
Yeah,
yes. You know, I've come to the point that I don't have to pray no more than a few minutes. I'm in the presence of God.
Wow.
And sometimes I get so choked up I can't pray. I just wave my hand at him. Because
wow.
His presence set on you. If you never had the presence set on you, it's because you're not praying enough. It seemed like he walking around in the room.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God.
What you want?
Yeah.
What you need? What do I need to do for you?
Yeah, that's it.
Don't worry about nothing. I got you.
Yeah.
See, that's why Satan tried to make it look so stale in prayer. I'm in prayer. I said, I talked to the Lord. I said, our Father, which art in heaven. No, we're talking about praying. You who are on the sound of my voice, tonight, I pray that the Holy Spirit, not under constraint,
yes. Right.
Looking at me, it's not me, I'm here to train you,
yes.
That your life can be more freer.
Yes.
And that's what prayer would do for you. Okay? I don't let it come, but I don't let it stay.
Yes.
If I can get away a few minutes,
yes, sir.
I got it covered.
Yes.
Shatataro bakataro namashe. Come to my rescue. Come to my rescue. I can't handle it, Lord. Put your hand on me. Let me know you're backing me up. Let me feel that divine power. I don't know what to do with this situation. It keep looking like it's going the wrong way. But I'm going to bring it back. See, that's the privilege you got. Don't let Satan steal that from you. See, the presence came, I just prayed that little while. The presence of God here now. That he may heal every sickness, every disease. Remove all lack. God loves to do that. See, what you ask me to do, remove the lack. All right. But you got to develop that prayer life. You can't go through the motion, children. You got to know what you're doing. You're talking to Almighty God. And he's looking for intercessors. He's looking for people to pray.
Yeah.
On purpose. You don't go by your feeling.
Yeah.
You can't pray by feeling. You have to pray by faith.
Yes.
Now, sometimes the feeling come, but I pray whether the feeling come or not.
Yes.
Because I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
And you know what you're doing.